This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Heather Bosch. As you've heard, Tiger Woods is being sued. Let's see if that's justified by consulting with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Aristapoint Employee Benefit Consultants. Tiger Woods owns a restaurant, Rob, and one of his bartenders was killed in an accident. So what is the lawsuit alleging in terms of Tiger Woods' responsibility?
Well, the bartender had gotten off work and was drinking socially at the restaurant that Tiger Woods and his girlfriend owned. He left and got in his car and unfortunately was killed afterward. The theory is that they knew he was an alcoholic. Tiger and his girlfriend had been, who was the manager of the restaurant, had been drinking with him socially on other occasions. They should not have been serving him knowing that he was an alcoholic and should not have been serving him when he was observed to be drunk. But he wasn't a customer. He was an employee. So he was drinking on the house, I guess. So you've got a mix of facts here that involve what's called the dram shop law, which makes a bartender or bar liable, with other laws involving employer responsibility. So we'll have to untangle that here, just like the court will.
Now, what's the rule here in Washington State? There is an over-serving rule, right?
Sure. There's an over-serving rule that applies to tavern and bar owners, restaurants. You know, you're not supposed to serve someone who's visibly intoxicated. You can be liable if you do, or if your employee, the bartender, does. That's a classic example of a dram shop law. Here, what's interesting is that the employee of Tiger Woods' company who worked at the restaurant was a bartender. You know, he wasn't a customer. He was drinking on the house. Mm-hmm. And so it was more along the lines of social drinking or the restaurant acting as a social host. They weren't vending to this person. So it's not clear to me that they would be liable in Florida under their dram shop law.
So on what grounds then can they, obviously they're naming Tiger Woods because he's got the money, but is that going to stick?
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing why he would be individually liable. Now, the lawsuit alleges that he personally knew this bartender who died was an alcoholic. So they're trying to attach some sort of liability to Tiger for that knowledge. But at the same time, you know, the alcohol was coming from the business. So the lawsuit really lies properly against the business, if at all. And even there, it isn't clear to me that the business is going to be liable because of a case that's pretty close to being on point here that we can talk about from Florida, where an employer was held not liable when an employee left the office after drinking on the premises and died on the way home.
Well, but this guy was not a bartender. This was not a bar. This was a law firm, right?
Yeah. So in the other case that I'm about to tell you about called Salerno, it was a law firm. But what's similar is that the employee who was a paralegal was drinking at the office. In fact, the alcohol was provided by the law firm, apparently to encourage people to stay and work longer and produce more work.
It sounds like a bad idea.
And it was a terrible idea. And they were allowing her to drink from this office bar, even though she was known to be an alcoholic, or at least the lawsuit claimed that they knew she was an alcoholic. She was going to AA meetings. She got drunk in the office. She was ejected from the building. They blocked her from coming back into the building. So she started walking home. And on the way home, she was killed by a train when she was walking along the train tracks. This went up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals in Florida said the employer was not liable. It didn't matter that they knew she was drunk when they ejected her, in part because they didn't put her in a car. Didn't matter that they serve alcohol on the premises because they weren't vendors of alcohol, and they weren't considered social hosts either because it was a self-serve bar. It wasn't like a business meeting where you come and everyone's handed alcohol and it's part of the business meeting. So it's an interesting ruling, but the difference in the facts from that case, Salerno, where the paralegal died, and the case involving Tiger Woods and his company, is that the company there was a restaurant bar. And the question is whether or not the standard is going to be different when his company's involved because they were in the business of selling alcohol.
So it sounds like you think Tiger Woods is going to win this one.
Well, if the Florida courts follow the direction they've been following in the Salerno case, I'm guessing that this lawsuit will not be successful because they weren't selling the alcohol to the bartender. They weren't providing it to him, you know, as part of a business meeting. When he was driving home, he was going home on his own time. as opposed to driving home from a business meeting. And the law is very clear that the employer is not liable when something bad happens to someone going to and from work. They can be liable if they've gone to a business meeting, let's say with clients, and on the way home from that they get hurt. But that's not the fact pattern here.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Rob, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.